Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We let off the show talking about the Houston Rockets up 2-0 in their series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. A lot of NBA to get into. It's always a fun week when the NBA playoffs get tipped off. And joining us right now, he is, of course, Fox Sports NBA analyst for FS1, and he works on studio shows. You see him on Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and Speak for Yourself. Chris Broussard joining us on the Triple Threat here on Sports Radio 610. Chris, you're on with Sean and Rich. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. It's good to have you on the show again. Let's start with the Rockets. Chris Paul, bad in game one. James Harden, great. Chris Paul, great in game two. James Harden, not so good. Is this the main thing that when Daryl Morey set out to put this roster together this year, was it games like these, games one and two, that you think he had in mind the way these played out?
Yeah, I mean, look, you got a Hall of Fame point guard on the floor for all 48 minutes. And, yeah, you want them to play well together every night. But when one of them doesn't, you know, there's a good chance the other one will pick up the slack. And as you said, that's what you've seen in games one and two. I also think that, you know, when you look at last year's playoffs for the Rockets, they were pretty much either three-pointer or at the rim. And I know that's their philosophy in general. But San Antonio really kind of took advantage of that, and they were able to run them off the three-point line. And knowing that, okay, they're not taking a three, they're not pulling up for a 15-footer or a 17-footer. They're coming all the way to the rim, and that makes them easier to defend because it's predictable. Now Chris Paul, one of the best mid-range shooters in the game, he gives you another element of a great mid-range shooter, and that makes you less predictable and gives you more of an arsenal in terms of, you know, your offensive attack. He took 18 shots last night. Only 5 of them were threes. That's unusual for a lot of the Rockets players under Mike D'Antoni. So that different look he gives them is another element that they wanted to get out of him.
Chris, I'll echo Sean's sentiments there. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here. The presumption, nobody wants to put the cart ahead of the horse, but the presumption by most is we're going to wind up in a few weeks with the Rockets having home court advantage in the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State Warriors. We have the luxury of dealing in hypotheticals and speculation. What would be your thoughts now on that matchup? Well, how would you rate the Rockets' likelihood of winning that series, and maybe what some of the key elements might be to that if we do get that matchup?
Well, I think it's going to come down to the health of the Warriors. If the Warriors are healthy, and we're mainly talking about Steph Curry, if he's healthy, close to 100%, and playing at the top of his game or near it, I think the Warriors are the best team in the world. If he's not, I think that changes the equation, and I give the Rockets a good chance. Two teams healthy, I think Rockets have about a 30% chance. If Steph's banged up, I think it's 50-50, or maybe you even give the refs or the Rockets a slight advantage. You know, a lot of it's going to depend on let's see how they play. Now, you know, if James and Chris, they're not going to be against the Rockets, you're not going to be able to – I'm sorry, against the Warriors, you're not going to be able to have, you know, one of them play well. And, look, Eric Gordon hasn't showed up in this series either. You know, they're all going to have to be on their game. And I'm telling you, going into these playoffs, the questions about the Rockets were these. What is James Harden going to do in crunch time? Because we know he has not been at his best at times in big games in the playoffs. Two, what is Chris Paul going to do at crunch time in the playoffs? And the way he played in game one did not give a lot of Chris Paul people confidence, because we've seen him struggle at times in the playoffs. And three, of course, Mike D'Antoni, who's had great regular seasons but never been able to get a team to the finals. So these first two games don't give Rockets fans the most confidence in their two superstars that they're going to deliver night in, night out for this team. And you look at Golden State, that's the benefit of having three big-time scorers. I'm not mentioning Draymond Green, who's a great player but not a big-time scorer, but three big-time scorers versus two. And you, if you want to throw in Eric Gordon, fine, but again, he's got to deliver too. And so early on, the Rockets, yeah, they blew out Minnesota last night. But, you know, you want Eric Gordon doing more than 9 points. I'm not going to be able to count on Gerald Green to go ballistic every night. And I need Harden and Chris Paul to both play well together in these playoffs.
Chris Broussard of FS1 joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Hey, Chris, one more on Chris Paul, more of a long question on Chris Paul than a 2018 playoffs question. Do you think the Rockets max him after this season is over?
Well, look, he's been very good. And Chris Paul, this was how bad he wanted to get out of L.A. I mean, you know he left, you know, a four-year, $175 million deal on the table to take a risk in 1 year. Now, was there a wink, wink and all that? Yeah, we'll take care of you. I'm sure there probably was. But still, if he were to come out and have had a bad year, I don't think they would have paid him. But he's had a terrific year. Mike D'Antoni's system playing with James Harden, I think, will lengthen his prime years because he doesn't have to do as much as he did in New Orleans and then with the Clippers. All the pressure's not off him. He's playing off the ball a lot. You know, it's a lot less stressful and strenuous. So I do think because of a great year that they will pay him probably for if he's horrible in these playoffs, and obviously he was great last night, but if he's bad and they go out prematurely, then that could change things. But assuming they play well, even if they don't get past the Warriors in the conference finals, but he plays well and they play the Warriors tough, I think they'll definitely give him a nice long-term deal.
Chris, we mentioned this earlier in the show. Obviously, a horrible situation in San Antonio. The Spurs hosting the Warriors tonight without Greg Popovich, as his wife of some 40 years passed away yesterday. We've already, sent our condolences and thoughts and prayers to Pop and his family. It's a terrible thing, and it's automatically going to sound callous if I say, "Hey, beyond that," from a big picture standpoint, my real Spurs question for you has to do with what everybody was talking about before this horrible thing happened, and that was the relationship between Greg Popovich and Kawhi Leonard. How do you characterize that relationship? Is it possible that whatever animosity may or may not exist has been overblown? And what do you think the ultimate resolution is to this situation?
Well, first, I think you finessed that question very well. and we all understand, of course, the gravity of the situation with Pop's wife. And like you said, prayers out to him and his family. This is interesting because, you know, the media has perceived it, and I don't know if these are purposeful shots at Kawhi Leonard that some say Pop has taken. I do think there's Kawhi does feel a bit slighted with some of the things that Pop has said. Pop has always been able to finesse those situations and move past it when he's upset a player. Or a star player, or he's had star players in Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, David Robinson, who, you know, were different personalities than Kawhi and didn't mind the slights and things like that. But Kawhi, I think, has been a bit bothered by what he's heard coming out of San Antonio, whether it's from Pop, whether it's from some of the teammates, Tony Parker's remarks. And, you know, a lot of people feel like Pop is behind some of that, you know, getting Tony and Manu to speak up and have a team meeting. and things like that. The question is, will he be able to smooth it over with Kawhi like he has with other players? Pop has enough confidence in himself to believe that he can. But that doesn't mean he can. And it's not a guarantee, and I'm saying this not just off the top of my head. It's not a guarantee that if the Spurs offer Kawhi the Supermax, 5 years, $219 million, that Kawhi's going to sign it. He may, but it's not a guarantee. They're going to have to, you know, some things are going to have to be discussed and worked out to get that to happen. And so, yeah, there's some tension there. I don't know that it's stuff that can't be overcome, but it's stuff that has to be overcome. So, yeah, it's something to really watch for. The Spurs haven't had to deal with this. You know, there are a lot of people around the league that think Kawhi is getting traded, and they're putting together their packages, the Clippers, the Celtics, putting together packages to try to get him. There are those that believe that the Spurs, even if the situation is bad, they'll offer him the Supermax, and if he signs it, they'll try to work it out. If he signs it and they can't work it out, then they will have the leverage when it comes to trading him because he'll be locked up for several years and you can trade him anywhere. If they trade him this summer, Kawhi controls the situation because he'll be able to say, I'm not re-signing here long term, and that will limit what teams offer for him. So it will come to a head this summer when we see if indeed the Spurs offer him the Supermax and then if indeed he signs it.
Great stuff. Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA analyst for FS1. Of course, you can see him on studio shows, Undisputed, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and Speak for Yourself. Hey, Chris, really appreciate the insight. As always, enjoy the games. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys, anytime.
All right, thanks. Chris Broussard joining us on the Buyers Barricades hotline. That's what I've been saying all along with Kawhi, Rich, is like, to me, wake me up in June and July when it comes to this Kawhi stuff, because that's when it's going to start to get really, really interesting.
Can you imagine him turning down a max?
From the Spurs? No, I can't.
Probably not.
A super max? Like, no. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy money. But who knows? Kawhi's doing some really weird stuff over the last few months.
It's true.
So we'll see. All right, that was Chris Broussard of FS1. Joining us here on the show. Yeah, no, Chris is great. So appreciate him joining us on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.